G'day, Reece down here. Welcome to episode 82 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is about improving your push-ups and your sit-ups. And I got a couple of these questions during my Q&A session that I do for my Indefatigable members. And these were a couple of questions that were asked. How to improve your PFA push-ups or your cadence push-ups and how to improve your sit-ups. So the first one being your PFA push-ups. So the PFA push-ups are ones that you would do before or as you go into the army, okay? So it's a pre-fitness assessment when you go in. And the guy that asked this question was going for DRS. And then you've also got the cadence push-ups that you'll do on SFIT, all right? And the theory is pretty similar. But one of the biggest things that people fail to realize is how much core you actually use during your push-ups. So that's what I said to him. You've got to improve your core. Core is so important when you're doing push-ups. If you look at gymnasts, for example, the reason they can do all these crazy positions and crazy poses, especially if you're talking about the rings where they do the iron cross and things like that, it's because of their core. Obviously, the upper body is very strong as well, but it's the core that really holds everything together. So people forget that, especially if you're not a part of gymnastics or you've never done it before. Your core is often overlooked. So that's the first thing I'd work on is your core. And when you're doing push-ups, when you're working on your core, keep your feet together, all right? So your core is so much stronger when your feet are together. Again, look at the gymnasts, when they're on the rings, when they're doing the iron cross and everything, their feet are together. When your feet are together, your core is super strong because you can engage your glutes and you can pull everything nice and tight. So when you're doing your push-ups, during the push-up test, whether you're doing the PFA push-ups, which is as many push-ups you can do in 2 minutes, so it's not cadence, or you're doing the cadence push-ups, get your feet together, okay? Get your feet together, engage your core, engage your legs, engage your glutes, and that is going to help you a tremendous amount. You're going to feel much, much lighter and stronger each rep, okay? So you're going to use less energy through your shoulders and you're going to be less likely to build up lactic acid or it's going to take longer to build up that lactic acid across the shoulders, all right? But in regards to actually improving your strength, so across your shoulders, for example, and how many reps and sets and everything like that. One rule you can use is the 30% rule. For example, say you can do 90 push-ups, all right? That would be your max set. What you could do is take 30% of that, which is 30 push-ups, and do that a number of times, all right? You could even do like 10 sets of that. So you do 30 push-ups, rest for so 90 seconds, 2 minutes, do another set, and you could do that for 10 sets during one session. And then as you progress, you just increase the push-ups, okay? So you might go 32 push-ups for 10 sets, 35 for 10 sets, 40 for 10 sets, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so that's the 30% rule. The 80% rule, which is what I used to do, I thought it was really good. Say again, for example, you can do 100 push-ups. So what I would do is I would do around 80, so 80% of my max, all right? And then I would have a short rest, again, a minute to 2 minutes, somewhere around that, and then I would repeat that. And I would do that for 10 to 20 sets. This is when I was training for selection and my push-ups were through the roof, okay? I could do about 110 push-ups, okay? That's where I got to at the end of that, okay? That wasn't the cadence push-ups, that was the regular push-ups, okay? But it really increased it because I wasn't maxing out all the time. I was just going to 80%. And then what I would do is increase either the push-ups or the reps or decrease the time. Okay, decrease the rest time. So you want to progress in one of those areas, okay? So you're going to do more push-ups per set, or you're going to do more sets throughout the session, or you're going to decrease the time that you have between sets. So progressing in any one of those is going to improve your push-ups, okay? The other thing to consider, which I remember doing this years ago when I first wanted to get my push-ups up there, and I got this tip from someone who was a push-up guru, is just to do a lot of push-ups. And he advised doing push-ups every day and doing it multiple times a day. I did that and I actually really liked it, but you can't do it for too long, right? Because you will plateau. So if you're sort of starting out or you haven't been doing push-ups for a long time and you haven't plateaued yet, you could do those every day. You could do push-ups every day and you'll find you'll be probably able to do that for a month or so before you plateau. The only thing I wouldn't do is a max set. So if you're going to do push-ups every day, I would do sort of 80 to 90% of your max, and you could even do that a couple of times a day initially, again, until you plateau, until you're feeling tired and maybe feel like you're overtraining, and then you would increase the rest days, all right? So say you started off every day doing push-ups, and again, say we're using 100, we could do 100 as a max set. I would do 80, right? 80 in the morning, maybe 80 in the afternoon. And then maybe after a month or so, or when I feel like I've plateaued, it might even be 2 weeks for you. Then I would add the rest days, and it might be, I would do push-ups then every second day. Again, do that for a number of weeks or a month, and then you might increase it to 3 days. And eventually, you're probably going to be doing push-ups 3 to 4 times a week maximum, okay? And then your push-ups are going to go through the roof. And that would be the same as chin-ups as well, okay? One, working on your core, getting your technique good to go, and just doing a lot of chin-ups and using the 30% rule or the 80% rule, or doing them every day or every second day, and increasing the rest time or adding in rest days as needed, okay? So that works for both push-ups and chin-ups, and your push-ups are going to go through the roof. I've used all those techniques and I like them all. But one of the biggest things is core, okay? Using your core, strengthening your core, and getting your feet together when you're doing the push-ups, okay? Getting your feet together, squeezing everything together, your hamstrings, your glutes, your core. And that way, when you have a tight core, when you're resting in the push-up position, you can take the pressure off your shoulders and feel it through the core, and vice versa. Let your core go a bit and feel it through the shoulders, and then you're not burning out one area. And you'll find you'll be able to increase your push-ups massively. The other question I got was a question around sit-ups, and a guy was struggling with sit-ups, and he felt like it was more in his hip flexors rather than his core. And this is a good point. You get a lot of people that will struggle with the hip flexors, because how many of us actually strengthen our hip flexors? Well, the answer to that is fuck all. You'll see guys on selection that blow out the hip flexors. I did it on one of the selection courses I did, because we don't generally target specifically our hip flexors to strengthen them. And over a long period of time pack marching, you can really hurt them. And if that happens on selection, it can be the end of selection. So strengthening your hip flexors is going to be important for sit-ups if you're struggling in that area, but also for pack marching. So whenever you've got some area that's really tight or really sore, it's generally going to be weak, okay? So you've got to, stretching is good, but you've got to strengthen that muscle group through its range of motion. So if we're thinking about hip flexors specifically, we want to strengthen them through the range of motion, right? And the way to do that is utilizing something like a TheraBand. Why we would do that, lie on your back, on the ground, attach the TheraBand to your feet and the other end to a pole. What you're gonna do is bring your knees to your chest, okay? So you can alternate it, one knee at a time, or both knees at the same time up to your chest, and then back to full extension, and then repeat that. Knees to chest, back to full extension. So you're strengthening your hip flexors by utilizing tension under that range of motion. See how that works? Other things to strengthen it, you could stand up, you could utilize a cable machine, right? So have the cable machine at the bottom, attach it to your foot, and then you could do leg raises to the front. So again, putting a hip flexor under tension right through the range of motion, and that will strengthen them. You could also stand there, stand upright, and put your foot through a kettlebell and lift your knee to your chest. All right, so you do 10, 15, 20 sets of that, and then swap over. Again, strengthening the hip flexor through the range of motion. And doing that, specifically targeting hip flexors, is really gonna help, not just for sit-ups, but for pack marching, right? So injury prevention over a long period of time, particularly on selection, where you are pack marching many, many kilometers. So ensure you bulletproof yourself so those injuries don't get you on selection. Because any injury on selection, it can be hard to overcome, and you can find yourself off selection pretty quick. All right, that's it for this short episode of the podcast. Hope you got something out of it. If you got any questions, make sure you hit me up. Email Reese, which is rhys@operatoredge.com, and I'll try and reply as soon as I can, or check out operatoredge.com/selection. There's a new free SF starter pack there as well, so you can click on the link there and download it straight away. And that's got some good information in there to help you prepare for selection. That's it. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next one. Cheers.